Hello again, Melissa.
Hi.
What about historical heroes for you from Britain?
I'd have to say William Shakespeare.
Classic.
Definitely. Studied a lot at school and at university. And I've seen performances, obviously, but I just think it's
What's your favourite play?
Macbeth, I think.
Why?
Well,
You're not meant to say Macbeth.
oh, the Scottish play.
The Scottish play. It's
Yes,
bad luck, isn't it,
sorry.
if you say it?
Well, only if you're in a theatre, I think.
Okay.
And lots of actors are very superstitious about it, and they have all
Okay.
these techniques. If you say it, you have to run around the theatre 3 times or something to cancel the bad luck, or.
Okay. And
But.
yeah, so why is that your favourite?
Well, it's very action-packed. More than the
Okay.
others. I know that sounds strange when talking
Yeah.
about Shakespeare because people think it's dry and
There's a bit
dusty.
a big car chase in the middle.
Yeah, explosions and all sorts. No, it's quite violent. A lot of the tragedies are quite violent, but it's sort of got a bit of everything. There's like the light relief, a bit of comedy occasionally, so it's not too much doom and gloom.
Something for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. A bit with a dog. And
Hold on,
yeah.
weren't you a bit of a thespe before you were a teacher?
I was, yes, I did a bit of Shakespeare.
You trod the boards.
I did, yes, or tried to.
And you did Shakespearean plays.
Yes, yeah. I worked with a company who did what performed Shakespeare plays in schools, in primary schools around
Okay.
England.
And did the kids get it? Did they understand it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we didn't do just the whole play straight with nothing
Okay.
else, because that's a bit boring for children. We kind of stopped and talked about, well, what's going to happen next and the characters
And
and.
so did you actually do Macbeth?
Yeah, we did
So
Macbeth,
were you
Julius Caesar.
Lady Macbeth? Out damn spot.
I unfortunately wasn't. I'd love to do that scene because it's fantastic. Who doesn't want to go mad on stage?
Okay.
And just run around and scream and all the crazy things she does. It's brilliant. But no, I unfortunately wasn't Lady Macbeth.
Okay. Well, what were you then, Macbeth?
Well, I was the narrator kind of person. I kind of got the kids involved. They got up and did some lines and
Oh, really?
helped them understand what was happening and things like that. So.
And something I've always wanted to ask, actually, for someone
Okay.
who's a Shakespearean actor,
Yes. Oh, that is me. Yes.
how do you remember all those lines? What's the system?
Well, I suppose everyone has their own system. I don't think there's one way, but they're quite easy to remember in terms of they rhyme for a start,
Okay.
and there's a regular pattern, like a regular rhythm, so you can follow that to help yourself as well. And if you understand what you're saying and why, then it's natural to say it. So it
Okay.
becomes part of
Okay.
the emotions.
And as a thespian, is Shakespeare the zenith of the acting world?
I guess it is, yeah. It's like the pinnacle of everybody's ambitions, especially like working with the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford. It's
Okay.
very important for a lot of people, and rightly so, I think.
And do you think that okay, it's in all the English, but what about the themes in Shakespearean plays? Are they actually relevant anymore?
Oh yeah, I think so. I mean, have humans really changed that much in the last 400 years in terms
I've
of
changed in the last five minutes.
just because you're a fashion god. But like emotionally, I don't think human beings have changed. The world we live in has changed enormously.
Okay.
But in terms of our relationships with each other, the things we want, our ambitions, our dark sides,
So
our.
they are timeless, universal themes, eternal truths.
Absolutely, yes, that's a good way to describe it. Yeah.
Okay.